Chapter 34, Fear. As you've been learning, fears are a special category of feelings or emotions, and they can be very tricky to get our hands on because they tend to like to disguise themselves in a variety of ways so that we never really get in touch with the fears that are hiding within our feelings. And so it's really important sometimes to separate out the fears that we are holding around a situation in our lives that is disturbing to us or troubling to us in some way. And that's what this experience is all about. So once again, let yourself drop into a comfortable position for your physical body and invite the issue that you're investigating to be present in your awareness. Part one of this experience is about breathe, feel, and witness the fear. You're going to want your notebook or journal to be handy during this experience, so if you don't have it nearby, go and get it right now. Then, as you settle back in again, become aware of your breathing, as you've done so many times before by now. And contemplate the situation that you're exploring and all that you've learned about it so far. As you breathe and feel inside yourself, ask to be shown any fears that are connected to this situation. And we'll allow a few moments right now for them to come into your consciousness. As you become aware of a fear, write it down in your notebook. So again, just breathing and feeling whatever is present inside of you, and inviting any fears that are connected to your situation to come forward into your awareness. Write each one down as it surfaces. And if you need more time for this right now, just push the pause button and let this take as long as it wants to, because fear is such an important thing to bring into consciousness, so it no longer controls us. And as you feel complete with writing down the fears that you're aware of now, allow yourself to feel each fear in turn, so you can read the first fear that you've written down and allow yourself to feel it, to be with it, to let the breath go into it with you, to let your awareness move toward the center of that fear, breathing and feeling whatever you're finding inside of yourself. Just invite that fear to reveal itself to you. And as you do that, you might find that there's a deeper fear that's hidden inside of the first fear. And then the same process applies. Simply breathing into that deeper fear, feeling it, allowing it to be what it is. We don't have to know what to do with it. We don't have to know how to move through it. All we need to do is be with it, to admit to ourselves that it is present. And now you can push the pause button and allow as much time as it needs for each of the fears that you've written down to have an opportunity to be felt, at least somewhat. And so if feeling the fear is too overwhelming or scary, witness it. Just see it for what it is. Look at it from the perspective of the true self. And realize that the fear will probably try to convince you that it is the truth about the situation. It won't usually come forward and say, "Yep, here I am, I'm a fear." It will usually present itself in a very secure and confident way that is doing its best to convince you that, yeah, this is the way it is, in capital letters. But it's merely a fear, and that's what we have to remind ourselves. Like all other layers of overcoats, it has no ultimate truth, reality, or power. And since fear is usually expressed in bodily contraction, breathing into it helps the contraction to release. So just breathing into the fear, feeling it, or feeling some part of it, and then letting it move through you on the out-breath. That's giving it more space to take up within you, so it doesn't have to be all squished into a corner of contraction. Just breathing, feeling, allowing everything to spread out. And as you do this, as this happens, you may feel your energy spreading out too and taking up more space within your body. And you might also feel the fear beginning to let go and move through. And again, it's really important that at any stage of this process, if you feel the need for more time to really dive into the bottom of your fears, let that happen. That's much more important than rushing through this process to get on to the next step. That won't really be doing you any favors at all. So just continue to invite the fear to reveal deeper layers of itself to you. And notice the transformative power of bringing awareness into the fears rather than allowing them to persist unquestioned. Especially because they are trying so hard to convince you that they are the truth about the situation. Feel the difference in your inner experience from breathing into and feeling and then witnessing each fear. Rather than just letting them be inside of you festering, unquestioned, unchallenged, feel what it's been like for you to bring consciousness into the fear. Feel the new space, the new openness, the new sense of freedom that may be living inside of you now, where those pockets of fear were just so recently living. And this is the way it feels when overcoats fall away. So let this part of the process take as long as it wants to. Use the pause button as much as you need to. And when it feels complete for now, when you feel that the fears have really had all the chance they've wanted to surface, to be present in your awareness, to be felt as much as you were able to do that, then we can move on to part two, which is about turning the fears over to God. So now, gather up all the fears that are or were present and give them to the one who knows what to do with them. Admit that you do not have a clue about how to deal with them and ask for help from the divine. Notice if any part of you is hanging on to the fears, believing that they are real, that they are the truth about the situation. Continue to turn the fears over as you become aware of more or deeper ones. Again, use the pause button if you need to, and let this process take as long as it takes. Releasing fear is one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves. Once this part of the experience seems to be complete for now, notice how you feel. What is your experience of yourself? Now you can return to the book and think about the questions in the reflection section at the end of this chapter.